Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Will Marion Cook, Al Goodhart, Harry Ruby, and Buddy De Silva, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, January 27th, marked the birth in 1869 in Washington, D.C. of composer, lyricist, violinist, and bandleader Will Marion Cook. He was educated at Oberlin College and the University of Berlin and received formal musical training in Germany from violinist Josef Joachim, and for a short time he studied with Antonín Dvořák at the National Conservatory of Music. His first musical, written with poet Paul Laurence Dunbar, was Clorinde, or The Origin of the Cakewalk. It was a series of skits, comedy, songs, and dances, and opened on July 5, 1898, with a cast of 26. It was the first black musical to play Broadway. He also wrote for the Broadway shows In Dahomey, The Southerners, Abyssinia, and Bandana Land. By the turn of the century, Cook was composer and musical director for Burt Williams and George Walker's Broadway shows. In 1919, he led a band called the Southern Syncopators, also known as the New York Syncopated Orchestra, and toured Europe, giving a command performance for England's King George V. That band included Sidney Bechet, who about that time took up the soprano saxophone. Will Marion Cook died in New York on July 19, 1944. His most popular compositions include Bon Bon Buddy, Lovey Joe, That's How the Cakewalk's Done, I May Be Crazy But I Ain't No Fool, and this jazz standard. Thank you.
love I be. Oh gee, oh gosh, gee whiz, is I in love I is. Am you the one you am? Yes, miss, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Oh gee, oh gosh, gee whiz, is I in love I is. Those hair, them eyes, how come they was? And do I fell? I'll say I does. The English I have spoke is Pazaloo to Joe. Oh gee, oh gosh, gee whiz, is I in love I is.
Thank you.
Well, there were a couple of versions of Will Marion Cook's most popular composition, I'm Coming, Virginia. We started the show with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. That was recorded by Columbia on May 11, 1927. And we finished up with Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, who recorded it for OK just 2 days later. Henderson's arrangement was done by Red Allen and Tram's by Irving Riskin, pianist in the band. There are lyrics to the song which were written by Donald Haywood, most notably recorded by Bing with Paul Whiteman. In between the Virginias, we heard Joe Hames and his orchestra, credited on the label of that Electrodisc 78 as Jimmy Underwood and his orchestra, with the vocal by Jimmy Underwood, and Is I in Love, I Is, written by Will Marion Cook and J. Russell Robinson. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, January 26th, marked the birth in 1905 in New York City of composer Al Goodhart. His career began as a radio announcer and as a pianist on radio and in vaudeville, but after his 1931 hit I Apologize, he concentrated on composing. Between 1934 and 37, he was in England, where he worked with Al Hoffman and Maurice Sigler, scoring for the stage shows This'll Make You Whistle, Going Greek, and Hide and Seek. During World War II, he was with the USO and entertained troops both in the U.S. and abroad. Al Goodhart died in New York City on November 30, 1955. His best-known songs include Auf Wiedersehen, My Dear, Who Walks In When I Walk Out, She Shall Have Music, I'm in a Dancing Mood, and these.
Thank you. campfire, something sweet in a gingham gown.
I would like to meet her.
Well, give yourself a break and meet.
Meet who?
Old black-eyed Susan Brown, who gives you that southern drawl when she comes around.
When?
Greet you with that how you all? Old black-eyed Susan Brown, sugar stuff.
Hot stuff.
Sure enough, you're bound to get a thrill.
What a gal!
You won't know, man, what you're missing until.
Missing what?
You got to meet her, who's the sweetest company when the sun goes down.
Yeah, man.
No one but that heavenly black-eyed Susan Brown.
Said goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. If I caused you pain, I know I'm to blame. Must have been insane, believe me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize.
Thank you. got eyes, you got grace, you got size, a sweet little face, you got charms, you got arms, you got love. You got these, you got those, you got class in your clothes, you're so neat, you're so sweet, you got love. You got a perfect rating that's sure worth the while. There's no use of debating about your style, baby. You got this, you got that, you're not thin, you're not fat, you're just right, and at night you got love.
Jimmy Rushing with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and You Got Love from an unissued Victor Test pressing recorded April 15, 1931. You Got Love was written by Al Goodhart, Al Hoffman, and Ed Nelson. Before You Got Love, we heard The Travelers under the direction of Jimmy Dorsey and another Goodhart-Hoffman-Nelson collaboration, I Apologize. The vocalist on that July 30, 1931 recording was Elmer Feldkamp. I Apologize was preceded by Clarence Williams and his orchestra and Black-Eyed Susan Brown, with vocal by Floyd Casey, who also played washboard. Black-Eyed Susan Brown was written by Goodhart, Hoffman, and Herb Magidson, and was recorded July 14, 1933. We began our tribute to Al Goodhart with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra from his last recording session for Columbia on November 9, 1932. That was Fit as a Fiddle, written by Goodhart, Hoffman, and Arthur Freed, and the vocal was by the Connoisseurs. Last week, January 27th, marked the birth in 1895 in New York City of composer Harry Ruby. He started working as a staff pianist for music publishers Gus Edwards and Harry Von Tilzer, and then accompanied vaudeville groups such as the Bootblack Trio and the Messenger Boys Trio. From 1917 to 20, Ruby collaborated with songwriters Edgar Leslie, Sam Lewis, Joe Young, and George Jessel, but in 1920, Harry Ruby and lyricist Bert Kalmar teamed up to form a songwriting duo that would last until Kalmar's death in the late 40s. The team produced a large number of stage and movie hits, such as I Wanna Be Loved By You, Who's Sorry Now, Three Little Words, A Kiss to Build a Dream On, and many more. After 10 years of coming up with hits for such Broadway productions as Ladies First, Helen of Troy, New York, The Ramblers, and Good Boy, the duo moved to Hollywood and wrote hits for over 10 motion pictures, including the Amos and Andy film Check and Double Check, and the Marx Brothers features Animal Crackers and Duck Soup. In 1950, Red Skelton and Fred Astaire portrayed Ruby and Kalmar in a movie about their lives and music called Three Little Words. Other songwriters that Ruby worked with over the course of his career included Edgar Leslie, Rube Bloom, and Fred Allert. Harry Ruby died in Woodland Hills, California on December 22, 1974. Here are three from the pen of Harry Ruby.
Couldn't aspire to anything higher than Philadelphia. I want to be loved by you, just you and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone.
Whether it's spring, while two hearts can sing, watching the clouds roll by, we'll be as near like lovebirds as any two. And dear, if we're like lovebirds, what are a few April showers when it's dark or fair? What does it matter? What do we care if we both are there watching the clouds roll by?
We had a whole set from the Clico Club Eskimos last week, and there they were again, this time with Bert Kalmar and Harry Ruby's Watching the Clouds Roll By from the Marx Brothers picture Animal Crackers. The vocalist on that November 5, 1928 Columbia recording was, of course, Tom Stax. Before the Eskimos, we heard Bert Ambrose and his orchestra with Sam Brown performing vocally on I Wanna Be Loved By You from November 27, 1931. I Want to Be Loved By You was written by Kalmar, Ruby, and Herbert Stothart. We began our tribute to Harry Ruby with duo pianists Victor Arden and Phil Oman and Dancing the Devil Away with Frank Luther performing vocally. Dancing the Devil Away was written by Kalmar, Ruby, and Otto Harbach and is from the Broadway musical Lucky, which ran at the New Amsterdam Theater from March to May of 1927. It was also featured in the 1930 Wheeler and Woolsey picture, The Cuckoos. Last week, January 27th, marked the birth in New York City of George Guard Da Silva, better known as Buddy Da Silva. He's best known as the lyricist in the great songwriting team of Da Silva, Brown & Henderson, but he collaborated with other composers both before and after Brown & Henderson. He grew up in California and attended USC. He collaborated with Al Jolson on the 1918 show Sinbad, and among his famous early songs are Avalon, April Showers, Look for the Silver Lining, California Here I Come, and If You Knew Susie. He joined Brown & Henderson in 1925 to write the score for the show George White's Scandals and stayed with them until 1931 when he wrote lyrics for the 32 Broadway musical Take a Chance. In the mid-30s, he produced the Shirley Temple films The Little Colonel, The Littlest Rebel, Captain January, Poor Little Rich Girl, and Stowaway, and later became an executive for Capitol Records. He died on July 11, 1950 in Los Angeles. Here are just three of Buddy Da Silva's hundreds of songs.
Thank you. lining. Whenever a cloud appears in the blue, remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness. Will always vanish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
In the hands of a girl like you. You're an old meanie, I'm a big booby. I just go nutty in the hands of a girl like you. For me, you played me for a sap. For you, you thought you laid a trap. Well, dear, I think it's time you knew. You've done just what I wanted you to. Silly old smoothie, crafty old softy, I'll stick like putty to the hand of a girl like you. Thank you.
From 1933, Dan Donovan with DeBroy Summers Band and You're an Old Smoothie, music by Richard Whiting and Nacio Herb Brown, and the lyric by Buddy Da Silva. That was preceded by Da Silva and Jerome Kern's Look for the Silver Lining from the show Sally, performed there by the Kingsmen with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. That Victor 78 was recorded on February 6, 1936. We began our tribute to Buddy Da Silva with Johnny Hamp and his Kentucky Serenaders in August of 1929 and Keep Your Sunny Side Up. The vocalist there was Joe Cassidy. Before we get to this week in recording history, I want to acknowledge the death this past week of Fired Nicholas at age 91. He was, of course, half of the Nicholas brothers. His brother Harold passed away in 2000. The pair performed from a young age, appearing in vaudeville, on radio, and the Cotton Club, and they made their Broadway debut in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1936. They danced together in Rodgers and Hart's Babes in Arms and Harold Arlen's St. Louis Woman and Sammy. They appeared in the movie musicals Kid Millions, The Big Broadcast of 1936, Down Argentine Way, Tin Pan Alley, Orchestra Wives, Sun Valley Serenade, The Pirate, and 1943's Stormy Weather, where they tap dance across music stands in an orchestra. They cut a very few sides, but here is one.
His mother made him practice every day. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. And though it made the neighbors move away, he went tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. His mother said he'd sing after he'd grown up. And so he watched the years drag. Time marches on, now I'll own up. His voice sounds like the tearing of a rag. He could be a great singer, but he hasn't a chance. Every vocal teacher he goes to tells him he ought to dance. He puts so much expression in the songs of romance. Still each vocal teacher he goes to tells him he ought to dance. His obbligato leaves them blotto, and although it sounds sweet, they just yell brutal, it's all futile. Your vocal talent has slipped to your feet. He has studied in Paris with the masters of France, but the masters had him deported. They said he ought to dance.
Thank you.
We began this final segment of the show with the Nicholas Brothers singing and tap dancing on December 6, 1937, and They Say He Ought to Dance. Then it was Lud Gluskin's Ambassadorians recording in Berlin, Germany on January 27, 1929, and Add a Little Wiggle, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager from the 1930 Frank Capra picture Rain or Shine. We finished up with Curtis Mosby and his Dixieland Blue Blowers and Between You and Me and the Deep Blue Sea from a Columbia 78 waxed January 21st, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and online anytime at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.